On Tuesdays, we listen in on StoryCorps Griot, the project that's recording the stories of African Americans across the country. Today's story begins in New York's Sing Sing Prison. That's where Darryl Downs was serving time for robbery in the late 1970s. He recently came to StoryCorps to talk about discovering his passion and talent for art.
In prison, I started painting and drawing. And I can remember walking the yard and telling my homies, man, I'm going to be an artist. Yeah, man. They said, yeah, D, sure, yeah, right, D. I said, no, man, I'm going to be an artist, man. This is what I want to do. And from that point on, I painted every day. And one of the things I really remember was that when I was in prison, I read an article, and it says, you are measured by your time. That was very profound for me because even if I put one line on a canvas, at the end of the day, I could say I did something. And when I was leaving, it was a white guard. Never forget him. He had red hair and freckles. And he told me, he says, you'll be back. And I told him, I said, don't count on it, because I knew that I was going to art school. It was no doubt in my mind. So when I got home, I got the applications. I had to go down for an interview. I took my paintings down so they could see them. And about 2-3 weeks later, I got the letter in the mail. It says, you've been accepted. You have a full scholarship. It was just, I can't even begin to describe how good a feeling it was to know that they saw a certain talent or a certain worth in me. And I can remember walking into art school the first day, and it was students already there waiting for the teacher to come up, but they were all white. And when I walked in, all conversations among them stopped, and they turned and they looked at me, and the expressions on their face was like, what are you doing here? But I knew I wasn't going to stop. I just finished doing 66 months in the penitentiary, so there's no way in the world you was going to run me out of art school. I was here to learn. Now, I remember I would walk to the subway station, and I'd have my drawing box, and the guys would be on the corner. The guys I grew up with, they'd be on the corner. Hey, D, what's up? What's up? Where you going? I'm going to the subway. I'm going to school, man. Okay. And I remember passing these guys night after night, and they were still on that corner. And it was like they were standing still in time. January 27th, 1977, I left prison, never been back, never. And it is a blessing, you know, it is a blessing.
That was Darryl Downs in Harlem. Darryl completed his studies at the Art Students League of New York in 1981. The public murals he's painted since then can be seen throughout New York City. StoryCorps Griot has finished its national tour, but you can still record your Griot interview at any StoryCorps booth around the country. All the Griot Initiative recordings are archived at the Library of Congress. A copy of each interview will also go to the National Museum of African American History and Culture in Washington, D.C. Hear more at nprnewsandnotes.org.
Funding for StoryCorps Griot comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
That's our show for today. Thank you for sharing your time with us. To listen to the show or subscribe to our podcast, visit our website, nprnewsandnotes.org. News and Notes was created by NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium. Tomorrow, some Ivy League schools are slashing tuition, but will the price cuts really help low-income students? I'm Farai Chidea. This is News and Notes.